From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The retrial for a man accused of murdering another man in the Mendenhall Valley is still on schedule for next month. Christopher Strawn will stand trial October 2nd for the 2015 death of Brandon Cook at the Kotzoff Acres Trailer Park. The previous jury trial ended in a mistrial in February. Strawn fired his previous attorney, and he's now representing himself with the assistance of a professional attorney as standby counsel. Juneau's Housing First grand opening, slated for this week, has been delayed again. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
It's at least the third time the opening has been postponed for the $8.2 million project. The housing complex designed for Juneau's most vulnerable residents was originally scheduled to open in May. Project officials didn't immediately offer any explanation for the delay, though it was confirmed that this week's ribbon cutting had been pushed back for at least a week. City Housing Officer Scott Chambord says building code officials are continuing on-site inspections at the Lemon Creek complex.
The Housing First Collaborative is still working on final details, as far as we know, which includes applying and getting the certificate of occupancy through the Community Development Department. And I'm pretty sure that they're working on that as we speak.
The city and borough of Juneau has contributed about $2.7 million towards the 32-unit complex. It will also include a community clinic operated by Juneau Alliance for Mental Health, Inc., or JAMI. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
An Alaska wildlife trooper shot and killed a brown bear on Monday night near Tea Harbor that authorities say broke into a chicken coop.
This particular case was sounds like a younger brown bear that was getting into a chicken coop that was not protected by an electric fence.
That's Alaska Fish and Game wildlife biologist Stephanie Sell. Troopers received a report at 7:51 p.m. Monday from Juneau Police from a homeowner on Randall Road.
When the trooper actually arrived on scene, the bear was actually consuming some of the chickens that were in the coop. It was in the coop at the time. And then when the trooper tried to scare it off, it did charge him. So he took the initiative to put the animal down.
A dispatch filed by troopers says the bear came within 15 feet of the unidentified trooper before it was shot and killed. Alaska Fish and Game personnel arrived and took possession of the bear, which was between 4 and 5 years old and weighed 420 pounds. Bears view chickens and other livestock as a food source.
I think a lot of this could have been prevented if those chickens had been protected with some sort of mechanism like an electric fence.
It's the second brown bear to be killed in the Juneau area this year. A brown bear weighing more than 700 pounds was shot and killed in May by a homeowner near Fish Creek on Douglas Island. A federal bankruptcy judge has approved the sale of Alaska's largest newspaper for $1 million, saving the paper from folding. Judge Gary Spraker made his decision Monday after hearing hours of testimony over the financial liabilities of the Alaska Dispatch News. That's latest from the KTOO newsroom.